you've heard us talking about Rock the Red. And what this is it's a fundraiser for Jenny Bailey. Now, Jenny's here in the studio with us. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great today.
Okay. Hey, just first of all, just real briefly, kind of go over it. You had, and then we'll come back and get the gory details. But you had brain cancer, and you were diagnosed when?
March of last year.
March of last year.
Yes.
And you had two surgeries.
Yes.
And you're on radiation, chemo, and now just on radiation.
No, just on chemo.
Just
now.
On chemo. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry, I got that backwards.
That's okay.
But the reason why this is a big deal is because Jenny has been involved with Texas Tech Athletic Department for 28 years.
Long time.
Wow.
Started when I was 10.
Yeah, of course.
This is really interesting. Last year they had a fundraiser for you.
Yes, they did.
To help play with or pay for expenses.
Yes.
And, you know, this year they're doing it again, and we're going to, I guess, a bigger venue that can handle more people because there were so many people that showed up. I mean, there are literally probably hundreds of athletes whose lives you've been involved in that are yes. going to show up. This it's going to be at the Frazier Alumni Pavilion, right, on the 12th of April?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, the nice thing there, Laura, it's kind of like kick the garage doors open. It's kind of an open air thing. So, you know, plenty of overflow and people just kind of congregate. Now, the donation suggested
they
donation.
They can close the windows if the dirt's blowing.
So there you go. Hopefully it won't be that day.
Yeah, really.
So, you know, kind of tell us about what your role is over there at Texas Tech and how you interview or interface with people and the students and their families.
For years I have worked, I started with Spike Dykes. His first year as head coach is when I started there. And I, for years, did all kinds of things, you know, helped coaches with things they needed, you know, pregame for practice, whatever, you know, typing or what they needed typed up or what they needed, you know, done on the computer, mail outs to recruits. Mostly worked under the recruiting coordinator and helped with the recruiting. So that's what I've done the entire time I've been there. I've not switched roles, done anything, you know, spectacular, but that's what I've done. Met their families when they come in and meet the kids, and they've all just become my kids.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit, people perceive you more as a surrogate mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably helps them feel better about leaving their children at school. So you're rocking along doing your job, and then all of a sudden you get this diagnosis.
Yes.
How were you diagnosed? Were you having any symptoms or?
Yes. The beginning of March last year, I started having what I thought was a migraine, which I've had before. And it just wasn't getting any better. And went to my doctor and they ran some tests, you know. And I told him at one point, I even felt like I had had a stroke just because I was having a problem dealing with remembering things, or I could remember it, I just couldn't say it. Hmm. And, you know, we went through all kinds of testing, nothing. Went on a trip with friends to see their son in the track meet in San Diego. And the whole time we were there, I just never felt good. I just needed to lay down, was dizzy, you know. Came back to Lubbock, worked. I went to see the doctor again, you know, they sent me up for an MRI on Thursday. Worked on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, I didn't go in. Just did not feel good. And so my husband was out of town, so my son, who is with us, ended up taking me to the emergency room. And they got me in pretty quick, and we're going to wait 3 hours to do an MRI, and decided they were going to do it within 30 minutes, and did, and found the tumor, and did. That was on a Wednesday. Did my first surgery on Friday. Then Saturday morning I went in, and they did another MRI, found there was still some tumor in there, went back and did a second surgery that morning. Mm-hmm. So waited.
Wow, that was quick,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was very quick. It was very quick. The tumor was just growing and putting pressure on my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to get it out.
Yeah. And then radiation and chemo followed.
Yes. I went 4 weeks without anything and then began radiation and chemo for 6 weeks. And then for 4 weeks went without anything again. And then now I'm on chemo for about 2 years so far.
Oh, okay. So that you're going to be on it for 2 years?
Yes.
So you're going into your second year then?
I haven't hit that point yet, but yes,
okay.
Soon.
Okay. Well, good. Well, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
You look absolutely fantastic. Are you back at work and
I've
carrying
been back
on?
Yes, I've been back at work since the 1st of August, and I'm there every day, you know, unless I absolutely, you know, do not feel like going, or I have to make a monthly trip to Dallas to see my doctor in Dallas.
Yeah.
And so, otherwise than that, you know, they have to drag me out.
Yeah.
I love that place.
Well, good. And they love you.
Well.
Obviously, because we've got Rock the Red happening.
Yeah. Now, this is also going to feature country music artist Billy Dawson, and he's launching a new song that was written, Texas Farm Girl. And we're also having special appearances by some other Texas Tech football coaches and players, former guests and former players. Now, if you'd like some more information, I think you can contact Rodney Allison at ttu.edu. He's a letter winner.
Mm-hmm.
Auctions and auction items and donations and sponsorships. If you'd like to be a part of this, you can contact Susie Burton. Here's the number, 402-990-1126. And you can do that at rsburton, B-U-R-T-O-N, 1@suddenling.net. Also a VIP and media contact, Tamara Metcalf, is Tamara at Jolie, J-O-L-E-E, mediagroup.com. We are hoping that you have a fantastic turnout for this thing. And hey, folks, if you would like to, please get involved.
Yeah,
and you know, give generously because
you don't have to have a ticket to get in, but just drop off donations, just whatever you want to donate.
Yeah, or contact us here. We can hook you up.
Silent auction. There's a raffle, music, cash bar, lots of friends, and wonderful Jenny Bailey.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, Jenny Bailey. Rock the Red.
Thank you very much.